You got to rewind this and get back into the
dirt. It's too late. We're already out there. Okay.
So tonight on the program, tonight we recorded episode 548. And just as a recap, so you understand who we are, if you didn't know who we are, and there we go, there's a microphone. Yeah, so we can hear each other now.
We've left him answering that question. Who the heck are you?
Who are these guys? Yeah. So this is John Christopher. He is the author and creator of The Neon Beat, the finest radio program in the Kansas City market and even on the airwaves wherever you're at. Yeah. You can find it on Radio George.
If you like your Sinatra, you like your jazz, Doris, basically music of the 40s, 50s, and the 60s. The stuff, what's funny is to have come full circle. I was supposed to have been a rock jock by now doing a morning show in Chicago, but I decided I wanted a family life. And decided to do this out of my own home studio, which is definitely below the washroom. If if the wife decides to do laundry, we'll just stick a microphone up there so you can, you know, hear what the agitator.
Didn't you have a sample of how you do rock jocking that we were talking about?
Oh, well, it's sort of small market station rock jocking. You don't say the word company.
Okay.
You say it as company. That coming pronunciation. You're listening to Q97. That in the business we call that puking.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I don't mean, but yeah, within the backstage with the guys as we're joking around, we're doing old style disc jockeys that are in the who wanted the big voice, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, when we're doing those company things, that's some thunderstorms later. Storms?
Storms. What is that?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? So, what are we playing tonight?
Well, hang on a second.
Yeah, hold on a second now.
You got the album cover, Larry. Let me drop the needle on sucker.
Oh, my God. Sounds like we're in a doctor's office. Let's see. Do I have the album?
Yeah. No, I took the album out of the sleeve when you weren't looking.
Oh, here. It's right here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to show it up for posterity. Ooh, that crackle. Popcorn on the moon.
That vinyl, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, there we go. Basie's best, folks. If you don't like this, there might be something wrong with you. Count Basie and his orchestra, a collection of the immortal performances. Right out of Kansas City, Missouri. So what? So one thing I do want to say here, and I feel it's very important to talk about this. Sometimes John Christopher and I will have absences and we won't get together for a while.
Yeah.
And one of the more interesting developments that happened over the last few weeks, 3 weeks ago it may have been, is a good friend of ours here at Neon Jazz and for Jazz in Kansas City, Miss Anita Dixon, reached out and she authored the distinction by UNESCO for us to get recognized as a music city. And it will be one of the last American cities to get that designation.
It's about time.
Yes, right. It is about time. So she is overseas right now, and it will be a distinction that we will carry for a while. I got to interview her and Mayor Pro Tem of Kansas City, Scott Wagner, and we talked about it, and it was quite cool.
Well, you got the mayor involved.
Yes, the mayor was on there, and
How cool is that?
It was awesome. Yeah, he took a little time out. We talked about the designation, and it's all centered around jazz. It's not just us and the collective of music, as musical and artistically driven as Kansas City is. It was really about the contributions that we have made to the world in jazz. Not even back in the day, but even today, the historical crosscut of what Kansas City does for jazz is being recognized on a global scale, and it's quite cool, and she should be lauded for that.
Yeah, well, which we're doing now. Hope you will do the same.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Need a little few more people out there to say this. Look, guys, it's a jazz town.
That's right.
All right? Some of the present fare only goes so far.
Real quick, before we go on here, I just want to say my brother, Anthony, Uncle Doc, He is, it's his birthday today.
That's right.
Lucky 13.
Yo, Tony.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bud.
Have a pickle juice. Have some pickle juice. Eat the pickle, too. Now, go out to Sonic and get that frozen pickle Sonic shake, you know?
Somebody tried that today and posted it, and he kind of, yeah, it was okay.
I need it. I really need it in my life, bad. I'm telling you.
I'd say, yeah, put have that with your instant breakfast. Remember,
right.
Remember that stuff?
Exactly.
Do they even still make it?
For astronauts.
Oh, they do? Okay.
I think so.
I think that's where it started.
Yeah.
Instant breakfast. Remember how they used to push Tang?
Oh, yeah.
As being the choice of the orange juice for astronauts?
That's right. Tang was the thing.
A little hard to squeeze real orange juice, when you're in zero G.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yes. Yes, Johnny. Cheers. Yes, indeed. Indeed. He lost a good friend today. That was a rock and roller. He had a long battle with cancer, so it happened today. So we're giving a shout out to Johnny. So it's bittersweet day,
I guess so.
So traversing the skies, but I thought there was something else that I was going to talk to you about. And Count Basie's throwing my brain into a tailspin. It's a good tailspin, but
well, that's good. Maybe the name of the song is Tailspin.
Tailspin. Let's see. Yeah.
Could be the name of a band.
Mm-hmm.
Opening for Nickelback. Tailspin.
So,
I love this boogie.
Ooh, oh, man.
My son.
Bam.
Those of you that are just now joining us.
Yes.
You're late. Where were you?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? This is like school.
This Joe is also an artist. Aside from doing this, which we kind of call our art, but let's look at that canvas, baby. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and this, my friends, was a time lapse video that I did in honor of International Jazz Day on April 30, and I've been holding on to this for some time now, and we're gonna put it up here on the wall. I wanted to donate it to the studio, so this is a part of what we do. We try to fill the audio canvas, and when we can't do that, we just get acrylics out and go crazy.
This one sort of launched into a conversation as he was bringing it into the studio. The idea that many artists, when they hear music associated with colors, they actually see it. And I forget, I've looked at this a couple of times, but I always forget the name of some consider it a malady. Others, it's part of the artistic mindset.
Yes.
But some of our great artists, including several classical artists, saw music in their heads in colors.
Yes. There was a fascinating jazz musician out of Seattle named Mark Lewis, and I interviewed him last year. And he, And he described a concert where he was making colors out of all the sounds, and it was fascinating.
Yeah.
And he's partially blind, so that's just the way he feels the music, so it's awesome.
The thing about it is artists, I'm really going to get esoteric on you here, artists like Picasso, some of the more abstract artists, ones that are sort of locked into the existential stuff, using colors to express, emotions.
Right.
Music, I've said this before, music is the groanings of the soul. It was Frank Zappa, I think, said music is nature in travail.
Yes.
I love that description.
That is. It's a great description. It's the, it's the one thing I was thinking today about how, it just seems like sometimes people in music start getting into these weird wars with each other. And I don't even want to go down the Kanye West route, but I guess I'm just talking in general about the harmony that should probably exist in something like that. And I think about the old school when Louis Armstrong used to go into like these war-torn areas on these USO visits, and they would stop fighting, and everybody would be like, we're good. We're gonna listen to jazz. We're gonna be happy. We're gonna listen to music, and it's that universal language we can all understand, and it brings so much good and peace to people. So
I don't know. I've dropped a nickel in the jukebox and thrown on some Elvis and started a bar fight or two.
There you go. Dip of whiskey and just go in. Go
you're
in
a Beatles
for the
person? No, frankly, I'm an Elvis. Get out my face.
I'm going in.
Yeah. Well, I remember working a club one time where I was playing, just rock and roll of the day. I mean, we're talking when Aerosmith was new.
Yeah.
Okay, if that doesn't date me too much. But there were some guys sitting in the front row. Now, everybody in the room's dancing to the rock and roll. I'm even playing Stones.
Yeah.
And some guy sitting there, can't please everybody. Play some Waylon.
Oh, no.
Just, and looking like I just did.
Yeah.
You know, obvious, you know, the three sheets thing. They finally had to show him out. And
oh,
I.
No.
But before they got him to the door, I played, Are you sure Hank done it that way?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
One of those for the guy, and then he left peacefully. Like I said, music.
Dead.
I'm going to start a war over it.
You should have just yelled Skinnerd on the way out. Just to compound the whole thing.
Really? Freebird!
Freebird!
Oh, man.
So in case you just joined us, or you will join us in the future, this is Basie at his best. This is Kansas City at its best, and that's just what we do around here.
That's why we got a Basie room around here.
That's right. So again?
Again.
The Neon Beat is Mr. John Christopher, Radio George, Neon Jazz, you can hear on KCXL, along with John Christopher, but we have branched out to KOJH 104.7. It's streaming, and if you get close enough to the signal, you can hear it, and we're here for you.
I got my 11th radio station in the Midwest today.
Wonderful. Where at?
Mountain View, Arkansas.
Oh, nice.
And I just tripped over it. I was talking to a guy that does my production, some of my my imaging.
Yeah.
And we were looking for some of the places where the show is turning up, the Neon Beat, and it's my 11th radio station.
Wonderful.
This sounds like Mr. 5x5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Jimmy?
Yes. It's him. I've got a mind to ramble. Jimmy Ruff. Got a mind to go back home. Got a mind to be a good boy. So, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got, too. Sometimes I'm James Taylor, the artist of the 70s, still putting out singles.
Yeah.
James had a song that was sort of my mantra. It was called, it was not a hit song, but it was on one of his albums. I forget which one. The lyrics basically went, Jimmy's
he's nailing it.
Got me pulled.
He is nailing it.
Some people love in the winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave.
Speaking of, we're going to follow Jimmy out of this episode. Thanks for joining us live.
Oh, and I started on the James Taylor line.
Yeah, right.
It was, crank up the music, turn up the music, let the music change my mind.
That's right. And let it change yours as well.
Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Stay cool.
Appreciate it. It gets lonely in here.
That's right.
Just get dropped by.
Ken, I like your point. Thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. Ernest, have a good night. Everybody. We love you, man.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.